There's those sometimes that wonder why we let them Louisiana boys come over here in Texas. That's prime example. You put a little Texas woman with a big Louisiana guy, and look what music comes out. We appreciate that. That's nice. Very, very good. If you have your Bibles, take and open them up to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter... Let me get it out there right there. Matthew chapter 21. 21. I just seen if you was paying attention. Matthew chapter 21. One of the songs they sang a while ago was Emmanuel, and God with us. And we see that from Old Testament to the New Testament. Another phrase that we see repeated, and we've talked about how God does that, always reminded me of my old teachers back in the day. You know, if they repeated something two or three times, you best pay attention because you're going to see it on a test. You could just bet on that. And God repeats not only about Emmanuel, and that is God with us and give us that promise through the prophets. But he also says, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And that appears in Psalms and different places of the Old Testament, Matthew and several others in the New Testament. But you see that repeated over and over and over. And so when we see those repeated items in Scripture from Old Testament to New Testament, there is an emphasis that God is placing on that for us to pay attention. And here in the 21st chapter of Matthew, it is, and I know we normally read this at a time just prior to Easter coming, but it talks about the triumphal entry that Christ is making as he is ministering here on earth, coming to the point of his crucifixion. It is the Sunday before he will be raised from that tomb. But the whole community, as he comes in with Jerusalem, cries out, Hosanna, and blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Now, for them in that day, with what Jesus, they had seen the miracles he performed, and there were those who believed upon him, you and I have that same opportunity that's ahead of us. Jesus says in Revelations, behold, I come quickly. Scripture tells us there will be a sounding of the trumpet, and out of the east we will see the Lord coming. And for you and I, Scripture further tells us that those who are already passed before us will come up before us out of the grave, and then we will join them. So for those of us who are living, we're literally going to see that same ascension take place that here in Matthew 21 they saw people glorifying God. Have you ever thought about what are you going to say? You know, there's that song, I know Mark likes that, about, you know, I can only imagine. And in there's a verse that says, will I even be able to speak at all? What are you going to say to the Lord when you first see him? Scripture tells us that he also at Judgment Day will look upon us and say, well done, my good and faithful servant, which is the same as blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, because our only entry to heaven is because we come in Jesus' name. So here this morning, I want to look at the 21st chapter here of Matthew and point a few things out, and hopefully it'll spur you to think a little bit of what is to come. And of course, we as Christians look forward to that time when Christ will return. But at the same time, we have to realize that you and I are here each and every day to expand the family of God and to be more and more like Christ every day. We read, as we've talked about in Bible study and all, that you know, the old gold refiners and silversmiths, they would take and heat that gold up to let the infirmities come to the top, and they would scrape them off, and they would continually put that fire to it until it was like a mirror, that they could see their image in the gold or the silver. And you see, that's where God wants to see the image of His Son in each one of us. So here in the 21st chapter, I invite you to stand if you're able to honor the reading of God's Word. We'll begin in verse 1. It says, "Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethany at the Mount of the Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, 'Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, "The Lord has need of them," and immediately he will send them.' All of this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, to tell the daughter of Zion, 'Behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, a foal of the donkey.' So the disciples went, and they did as Jesus commanded, and they brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and set him on them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitude who went before those who followed cried out, saying, 'Hosanna, Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest!' And when he had come into Jerusalem, all of the city was moved, saying, 'Who is this?' So the multitude said, 'This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee.'" You may be seated. They still saw him as Jesus, a prophet from Nazareth, not the Messiah, although some did see that. But the welcome that they gave him was of honor. Now, most of y'all know I got a German Shepherd pup. Not a pup, she's a full-grown dog now. Her name is Rita Lou. And Rita is always in, you know, God uses His creation to show Himself to us. And y'all talked about the ice. I was telling Donnie and them, her and I went out to feed the animals. And, you know, I noticed as we began to walk, there was no crunching, no nothing. It was just hard packed. Wasn't any snow. And directly she runs ahead as normal. And she went to cut, and she hit that ice, and down she went. And she got up. She's mad. She's looking for somebody to find out who kicked her down, right? And that was my signal to take little baby steps and take my time getting there, you know, not to make sure that I didn't fall in the same way. So that's a side note with where we've been. But one of the things about those of you who have animals, especially dogs, and there's a reason, you know, it came to term that a dog is man's best friend. I know there's few of you out there confused and are cat lovers, but that's okay too. But a dog, have you ever noticed, no matter how long you're gone, but you come back home and the dog greets you, wagging their tail, and they're happy and they're ready to jump up on you and ready to give you some good wet kisses. They're just so happy to see you back. And it doesn't matter that when you left, you got after them. You're back home. They're just happy. They've forgotten all of that. They forgive that quick. You know, our Lord's like that dog in that He forgives that quick. His mercy, His love for us, the same as that dog has for me when she sees me. Doesn't matter whether I praised her or I was after her or whatever. It's just glad to see you and happy you're home. And what God teaches us out of that, and we see this in this triumphal entry, and they sang a while ago about Emmanuel, God with us. Rita is just happy for me to be with her. No matter where we go, Rosie will tell you, she's my constant companion. If I go, she believes she ought to go, okay? She's ready to come to church, okay? She's ready to go anytime. She's my go girl. I don't even have to ask her twice and tell her whether we're taking a convertible or the regular. She's just ready to go. She just wants to be with us all the time. Her favorite time is obvious. When me and Jacob and Russ are all in the same room, she's a happy camper. She doesn't have to run around trying to find each one of us and know where they are. And I thought about how she acts and what God shows us through nature. You know, that's where God is at. He's like Rita. He just wants to be with us. He's happy when we go to Him in prayer. He's happy when we have a song in our heart and we sing praises to Him, because we're singing to Him as the praise that was given here in Matthew. And as, you know, I let my imagination run sometimes and think about those things, and I gave up on trying to imagine heaven, because every time I read about that, my mind can conceive it up to a point, and then I just lose it. It says the streets will be paved with gold, but they're, you can see through them like glass. I have a hard time conceiving that, okay? And seeing a pearl that's a gate, and it gives us the descriptions of the height and the width. That's a big, big oyster now. Make that pearl. But what I do recognize is, you know, and it's not far-fetched, because we read that when someone comes to the Lord that didn't know them, that has now joined the family, Scripture tells us that all of heaven rejoices. All of heaven. Now, I don't know how that's done or where it's at, but what I do know is if all of it rejoices, there's got to be some communication that says, hey, we have a brand new brother. Hey, we've got a brand new sister. It's just like, you know, you grandparents in here are the worst about it, right? Y'all are the prime example. If there is a new grandbaby born, we're all going to get an announcement and a portfolio of pictures for the next 20 years. Okay? And they're excited about that. And they want, y'all, same way. And if we get that excited, imagine how much more our God who created us are that excited. See, it's a big deal when someone comes to know Jesus. And I roll that over to the point that we look forward to when Christ is going to come back. And imagine what that will be like. Now, some of us will pass from this life into eternity before that happens. And I understand we're sad, we have tears, because we miss them personally. But at the same time, look where they're at. And it says that the Lord is there, and that immediately Paul tells us through the writings and through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that we will immediately, when we draw our last breath here, and I believe that's about half of it as we draw that, we're instantly in the presence of the Father. Instantly. Transformed. More than Mr. Spock and all them could ever do. They didn't even get energized. They're just there. And for a moment, all of us have had loved ones that passed on that are already there. Can you imagine what they saw? And what was said? But on the reverse side of that, because God continually brings this scripture about, I think what we hear from all of heaven is, blessed he who comes in the name of the Lord. If they're rejoicing when we come to know Jesus, why would they not rejoice when we come home? See, all of heaven and our Lord is just like Rita, you're home. We're together now. We've been together, but it's been at a distance. But now you're here with us, a part of us. You say, well, preacher, what's the purpose of telling us? Well, one, we've seen a lot of our loved ones pass away this past year. And we miss them, and we're sad about it. But also when I talk with the family is I talk with about the comfort of knowing if they knew the Lord, there's such a celebration going on. We had a good time yesterday out at Jimmy and Mildred's. We got to see not only them, but folks we hadn't seen, meet new people, part of their family. Jimmy said, "You ever seen so many Simpsons in one place in your life?" But everyone left there enjoying the fact that we had an opportunity to visit. Can you imagine in heaven? You get to talk to Solomon. You get to talk to David, to Abraham, to Jacob, to all these patriarchs that we read about. But most of all, you and I get to see Jesus face to face. And if they celebrate, all of heaven rejoices at the moment that we come to know Him. I really and truly can only imagine the celebration when we come home. There is dancing, there is shouting and giving God praise. And I liken that unto Reedy. You know, she dances around, spins four times, her tail's wagging all the time, slobber's going everywhere, you know. Because the Lord looks for you and I. And it's not only that as we live our lives daily, but it says, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." I am a firm believer that every time you and I go to him in prayer and we are his children, Jesus is there, it says, making intercession. "Father, this is one of ours. And blessed, for he comes in mine in your name. She comes in mine in your name." And he says that he hears every single prayer. I don't know how he does it. I can't keep up with two conversations going along, but he has that ability not only to, he hears thousands of it, millions. Because at the same time you and I are praying, there's people all over the world praying. And it says that here that they rejoiced in the fact of Hosanna. "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." That's why I like that song y'all did, how much it went. Emmanuel, God with us. See, you and I have the greatest opportunity and the greatest story to tell others about a loving Savior named Jesus Christ and his Heavenly Father who sent him. He tells us that we are there. Now, there's always those who want to be naysayers. If you look down here a little bit further in this same chapter into verse 15, you see here where they're speaking, it says, "But when the chief priest and the scribes saw the wonderful things," notice how it's describing, "the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying out in the temple and saying, 'Hosanna to the Son of David,' they were indignant and said to him, 'Do you hear what they are saying?' And Jesus said to them, 'Yes. Have you never read, 'Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise'?" Somebody made the comment a while ago, good to hear these young kids running around. One's family wanted to come up here and help y'all sing here directly, but he grabbed her. I don't know what she's going to say, but I bet it'd been good. "Out of the mouths of babes." So you and I aren't babes anymore. But if the children know to praise, how much more should we know to praise? How much more should we be sharing to teach those children? Yes, Hosanna, give glory to God for what he has done. Not just on Sunday when we have prayer and praise, but every day of the week. As you and I come together out there, you know, all across this past week, it was shut down from everywhere. And we'd talk and we'd have these conference calls and everybody says, "Oh yeah, it's cold, it's dreary, I'm snowed in, I can't do anything else." I said, "Well, you're still breathing and you're still working, getting paid, right?" Praise God. And as Cookie said that a while ago about the movie, you remind me of that scripture said, "All things work to the glory of God." Now, who would have thought an ice storm would shut down that piece of trash? God does have His own ways of doing things. And the more after I heard that, I thought, how little we had to suffer. Wow, we had to stay at home and had to be by the fire. But praise God to see what He's done. Heaven's the same direction. You see, as we look to that time and when our loved ones have gone, we emulate, we are made in His image. So if we give praise when we see others that we haven't seen, loved ones and all, just like yesterday, some of the kinfolk you hadn't seen in a while, and friends, hey, we're giving praise. We saw Jimmy and Mildred first thing. We're so glad that you came. They give that praise. How much more is our Heavenly Father, if we're doing it in His, and we are made in His image, how much more is the celebration going to be in heaven for each and every one of us? And you talk about fully fulfilling God with us. We get to see Him in the flesh, to speak, eye to eye. We get the privilege, you know, God shows us that there's a perfect jealousy. I'll be honest, and I try to make sure I'm perfect about it, but I'm jealous of those disciples that got to sit at His feet and listen to Him speak. I look forward to that time that I don't just read it and hear it from the Holy Spirit, but I hear it directly from His mouth. For those words, well done. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. You and I should be excited. This we have in the world in which we see so much going on today, even with just this passage of Scripture. Look at the joy and the praise that we have to give a world that's always looking down. What do you mean we looking down? Well, any of y'all ever watch the news? Why do you think antidepressant pills have become so prevalent? But the one thing I've started noticing, listening to those commercials, it's antidepressant. It said side effects. It could cause you to want to commit suicide. And I'm thinking, I thought that's what it was supposed to prevent. But you know what? I realized, I thought, ain't it good? There's not a single bad side effect with Jesus Christ. It's all good. And you and I have the privilege of being able to share that with others. Turn, if you will, here for the last little bit to Psalms 118. Psalms 118. In Psalms 118 in verse 25, David records this. As we read this, he's speaking from his heart. While y'all are turning to it, Cherie, I kind of teased you this morning about your holy jeans, and I really wasn't complaining about how you were dressed. I just thought that might be a little airish with the temperature this morning. So I was more concerned about you. But I want to say this. We have always said since the beginning of this church, come as you are, because you see it is not the external but the internal. And that's how God looks at us. No matter how we're dressed, He's about what that heart. And I heard the praises come out of these two. I teased her a little bit, and I told her, I said, it's a little bit drafty to have holes in your jeans today. And that was how we heard the story. But it is about the praise. Psalms 118, verse 25. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord and has given us light. Bind the sacrifice with the cords of the horn on the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. How true that is. Back to where I started. Told you it matters not where I've been or anything else. But I'm always welcome by my wife. Don't get me wrong. She just doesn't have a tail to wag and wiggle. But Rita's always dancing in there, wagging that tail. And the same is true of our Lord. And He's happy when each and every one of us call upon His name. Don't make it just when there's trouble. I like what Stephen said. I don't want it just when I got problems. I want to call on His name to give Him praise. I want to call on His name just, you know, when your best friend that you just pick the phone up and call, talk to, that's what it ought to be like with you and I and our Savior, our very best friend. We can talk to Him about anything. We can also tell others what a wonderful friend we have in Jesus. I invite you to bow your head, close your eyes. I'm done. If you're here today and don't know Jesus Christ, we want to give you that opportunity. Many of you already know our Lord and Savior. And if you hadn't had that communication with Him, or you just haven't had that, Lord, just what a blessing it is to be in Your presence. I would hope that you always look to it as being a blessing to be in His house and be blessed just in His presence wherever you may be. But especially when we can come together. I don't like missing the ice neither, but I tell you what, it does make me appreciate the fact that you and I can come and worship together and have fellowship and a unity of spirit anytime we want. What a privilege, a true privilege that we are here this morning. You're in for the first time, the Holy Spirit's dealing with you to come and know our Lord and Savior. He doesn't push Himself, but He does knock upon that door. And He makes us a promise. He said, any who open that, I will come in. The old devil's going to tell you you've got to do a lot of things before you can come to that point. He's a liar. All you have to do is call upon the name of the Lord. And blessed will be he who comes in that name. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ comes in the name of His Father, our Lord. He'll give you a whole brand new perspective, a whole brand new life, way of looking at it, of life that we live here, not just existing, but an abundant life. So we're going to say a very simple prayer because we've been where you're at. It's always great to have encouragement. We want to encourage you, if you don't know Him, that you come to know Him today. It's not for stats or for hours, but it's for you. It is all about you and your personal relationship with Christ. We can have a head knowledge. Most people do believe there's something greater than themselves. That's why the road is wide. But Jesus says, narrow is the road that comes to know Him, because there's only one way, and that is through Him. As we pray together to encourage one another. Dear Lord Jesus, I come today confessing I am a sinner. I believe You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And I ask You today to come into my heart, to be my Lord and Savior, all of my life, and forgive me of my sins. You see, it's that simple. His Word tells us with the mouth man confesses, with the heart he believes. Our God is of the heart. He's not worried about the external. He's only concerned with the internal. For you see, out of our heart produces all things that become external. With every head bowed, every eye closed, if you're here today and ask Jesus Christ into your heart for the first time, I'm going to ask you, not embarrass you, but I want you to slip your hand up. Only for me. I want to pray for you.